Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Providing for me, great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Help me say, help me say,
great is your mercy towards me,
yes,
your loving kindness.
Thank you. Continuing this time of the week when we come together for our midweek push over the hump with real worship, real praise, and the real word of God. Yes, I'm going to teach every Wednesday, and I'm going to address current situations in our Christian walk with current Christian solutions, from the word of God. And I want to put a request out to our listeners, and you may be listening live, you may be listening on the archives later in your own convenience. I know a lot of people at work at this time of day, but we want to hear some suggestions from you. Yes, we're going through this whole season of 2017 here on Pressing Over the Hump with the series teaching, and we began in January, and now we're in April, and we're the words and the effect of words. And then next month, we're going to be talking about spiritual maturity for the whole month of May. But then June, July, August, we're looking for, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear a series teaching on here on the Now Network, Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. We want your suggestions. Send as many, because I'm pretty sure a lot are the same, and we can join in some things and really get some dynamic word going forward that's really pertaining to your situation. And I pray God has given me the right tools to share his characteristics of love that we're sacrificing for others because God is love. And I hope that, and I pray that by exemplifying virtue, that I'm fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence, to now walk in the knowledge of God, studying his word to gain wisdom and knowledge. I pray that I'm learning self-control. That's our study for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose this week, is self-control. Reverencing God so much that we choose godly behavior. See, self-control is you imposing restrictions on yourself. That now I can see the perseverance of adopting an attitude of hope through the confidence in God's character, that I can experience godliness, honoring God in every area of my walk, that I can now show compassion, having a warm-hearted affection to anyone, no matter their circumstances. That 1 Peter 3:8, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous. See, in this closing, in this, it's really not a closing, because you should continue these series on your own study to grow more in words and the effects of words. Remember, we started out with the power of words, that what we digest is what comes out. We're the products of our own environment of words. We draw unto us the likeness of the words that we speak. People join with that same swag, that same word, that same spoken. But we had to make a decision. Remember, am I going to be blessed? Am I going to be anointed? Am I going to be a conqueror? Am I going to be a warrior? Am I going to speak the words from my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be what? Acceptable. Oh, yeah. Then we had to go to the next level. Remember, you had to start working that word out. Oh, you had to go to the spiritual word gym, that you could find might in the word, that you could see the power in the word, that I could be steady in the word, and I can endure in the word, and that I can have the zealous spirit of the word. That consuming spirit, that spirit of increase, that spirit of strength, and the, watch this, and the power that comes from God. Oh, it comes from his words. Remember, God says he'll write the laws in your mind. That was our next week. Hebrews 1:3, read that whole chapter. He even explained in chapter 8, they will want to obey. And this is all because of the word. Paul taught us in Philippians 2:5, says, have the mind of Christ. That is the word. In the beginning was the word. Remember, Jesus. We had to now make the decision. We had to start making decisions now. I'm not going to accept any wrong words. You can't tell me I'm this because I know I'm blessed. You can't tell me I'm that because I am now, watch this, not being conformed to the world's words, but now being transformed by the renewing of the word of God in me. That I could what? See it, hear it, do it. Remember Deuteronomy 28:1-5. That if I would hear it, hearken diligently to the word of the Lord thy God, to see it, to observe all these commandments, I command you what? This day. That if you do what I said, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed, 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 blessed. But it's up to me now transforming the word from letter in the spirit. Remember, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians 3, read that chapter. If you're new on board, come on, catch up. We got the archives. This study of words and the power is because now the word is in me. That makes me powerful. Not power in might, but power in spirit, because I agree with the word that is in me. And remember, it's up to me to know the power of the word. Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. There's no middle ground. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but if you said it, come on now. If you thought it, it's already done. That spirit has been loosed, and somebody will say it for you. But I have to know that what am I, what's the power of my tongue? Not in the middle of I shoulda, woulda, coulda, but I have the power of life in the power of my tongue, that you'll be blessed. You'll be healed, that you're greater, that God blessed you, called you. All the greater things are for you. Your name is more important than mine. Because I know Jeremiah 29, that word says, God has a plan to prosper me. Seek me with all your heart, he says. We're supposed to seek him with all our heart. Where's our heart? Our mind. But what's in my mind? Have I designed my mind to now be a thinker in God's word? Remember week 3? You got to be a thinker. And then you watch this. Then you can act through your attitude, that your feelings are not your feelings, but the spirit of God, not your will, but God's will. That now your potential is all about God. It's greater is he that's in me than the evil in the world. Because before I do anything, I'm going to be a thinker, not just a doer, not just a feeler. But I'm going to think on these things. Joy, love, peace, happiness. Oh, no, that doesn't match up. See, when I think on the word and I know what's not of the word, I know when to say no. Remember, that should be an important word that you have learned in this series on how to say no. And some, you know, and as you grow, as I grow, you don't even have to speak it no more. You just have to do yes. Because every time you do yes, no will flee. Hallelujah. And that's not being so abusive to people. You know how you used to be. Oh, man, I don't do that. Get that away from me. How dare you do that around me? You know I go to church. Come on now. We were fooling ourselves. But now that we do the yes things in the word of God, those no things flee away. So I think godly. Now I feel the spirit of God. Now I can act it out on the outside. You can see my faith in action because I'm walking the walk, not talking the talk. I'm not being double-minded. I got one word in me, not two. I know the adversary wishes to destroy me. I know he wants to deposit his nature in me. I know he wants me to live by pride, by me, by doubt, by fear, by I want it. I have to have it. He wants to destroy my connection with the word. There's only way to destroy a good word is with a bad word. Remember? But how do you change a bad word into a good word? Because you replace it with a good word. Hallelujah. You can do it right now by telling yourself, I can do it. I do it by God's word. No longer am I worrying about the keys of the world. Because see, words are spiritual keys. Either for, like, remember, there's only life and death in the power of the tongue. And they unlock the treasures in your mind. That now opens up other keys. But either you're going to have a key of death or a key of life. See, words can open up the doors of opportunity because you know the right words to speak. You know the right anointing to have on you. You know the right attitude. How do we communicate? Through words. People don't know can't read your mind, but your words, they carry power. And your words will draw unto you what the word is in you. So if you're looking around and you're saying, why are these people always coming around me? Maybe it's the words that we're speaking or letting the words spoke around us. But we have to move now in the power of his word. Ephesians 4 says, let no corrupt word proceed out your mouth. Now, I know we say mouth. We think about what you hear me talking out of. I'm talking about the mouth in your brain. I'm talking about that thing that's thinking, that's steadily battling on whether that's a good word or not, instead of having nothing but good word in you that will tell you everything else must flee from me. But let no corrupt word proceed out your mouth. That's a command. Mark 13:31 said his words will remain forever. But will they remain forever in me? Yes, they will, because I now take my responsibility, my training in the word. To be more chosen, to be more filled, to have wisdom, intelligence, creativity, to be skilled, and to be a master of my words. Yes, words carry power, but words carry knowledge. Words carry strength. Words carry love. And words carry, watch this, the nuggets that we need to be filled with to go to the next level in God's word. We need to have his words now. His words that will receive anything asked. Oh, hallelujah. Those same words that will open every door. The same words that will return what you've sown out in the word, you will now receive back in the word. I was taught we had to learn to eat words. How do you, and then the question would be, how could you eat words? Because you ask questions. When you're eating the words, you are asking questions. Who, what, when, where, how, and why? Why me? What told you to bring that to me? Because that does not match up with the words that are in me. And then we have to swallow the words into, like we said, Deuteronomy 28, into perception. Don't just look at T-A-B-L-E that's written on the wall and say, oh, table. You have to see your table in the perception realm, just like what he says, bless me and I'll bless you. You have to see it in the spirit realm. Oh, thank you, Lord. I lift my hands. I must have spoke a blessing on me. But now I want to reach my other hand out towards the portion room, and I want to give it away right now. I felt it come. I spoke a blessing in my life right then by the words I spoke, but I want to give it away freely by the words I delivered to the portion room. Oh, just take it. Hallelujah. somebody receive, somebody achieve, somebody believe today in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I am a child of God. And then once you swallow something, what do? You digest it into action. Words cannot stay dormant. It must build up my spiritual immune system. Oh, yes, that means anything that will make me sick, hallelujah, I will not pay attention to it. I will not allow it in me because I am now the servant of the word. Oh, yes, when he dwells in you, if he was the word in the beginning, he's still the word now that's in you. That needs to grow, that needs to excel, that needs to elevate, that now, oh, hallelujah, that word starts to work for you. It comes together. The word starts to come together. Now we see order. We see that we're attracted to like-minded word carriers. We're starting to see the oneness of one church by one word. If you want to preach a sermon, preach it from the Bible. The word of God. You cannot go wrong. Someone cannot tell you that you're making something up, that was all you, Pastor E. No, it wasn't, because it was the word that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, throw your hands up in there and receive that promise. I will not die. I will have everlasting life, because I'm looking for a life in heaven, sitting there at the throne, worshiping the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, for the place that has been prepared for me by the word. Oh, the word is so important, not just to take it as a study and say that now I just speak a word. No, we want to learn the word, so the word now is effect. This series in the word must produce effectiveness. Remember, Proverbs 13 and 12, it says, hope. Hope is what? The word of God. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. When you see the word productively come in your life, it is a tree of life. God promised to make the invisible visible. He promised it. He promised it to Abraham. He gave him a promise of things Abraham could not see, but he said, you will be a father of all nations. And we have to learn in the word of God, family, as we bring this thing in. Trusting God's word, that he's the source of everything. He's the source of my hope. He's the source of my now. He's the source of my everything. Because I believe his word will perform, not just stay dormant. You believe in the word of truth. You must know the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. I know we always looking for something to drop out of heaven because he spoke a word that I'd get a new car. Well, yeah, you're going to go to work on time, get your credit together, and buy you a brand new car, if that's thus saith the Lord. But it will not fall from heaven. But the word, hallelujah, will connect us to heaven. That now we can see our hope is in nothing else but God's word. And when you have hope in God's word, don't you know it's nothing wrong with having what we call a touchstone. Don't you know what a touchstone is? Not remembering the bad, because there could be, remember, there's a verses to everything, good or bad. But a touchstone in God is remembering God's goodness of his word. Hallelujah. On how his word will perform. Before you know, it performs itself. But it takes me to be in practice of the word. I must have a hope in the word of God. I trust him. I made a decision to believe. Now I have a motivation to move, walk by faith and not by sight. Now I have patience because faith came. And now all of a sudden you see the word perform, because now it's produced, because it wasn't my will or my word, but it was the will and the word of God performing itself for me right now. But I had to put it in play. I had to train myself in the word that it's not what I see. Oh, not on the outside, but what he shows me on the inside. His power, his will, his word performed. Hallelujah. That now I see. By trusting in the Lord with all my heart, his word, leaning not on his on my own understanding, his word, acknowledging him in all what? My ways, his word. He shall direct my path by what? His word. His word that the lamp has been lit for my feet. Hallelujah. And that, am I, watch this. Am I letting the word show the acceptability of God in my life as a true worshiper in spirit and in truth? Am I growing in grace and knowledge? Am I checking off these things to myself to say, am I holding myself accountable? Remember I said that word self-control. Am I the one stopping me from any evil thought or evil any word? Or am I waiting on to hear the right sermon to say, oh, I was thinking it? No, did I initiate it? See, that's being in self-control. That's being a good and faithful steward. That's being a manager. You know, a manager is nothing but a problem solver. And so I manage me to solve my problems. My old ways. Those things that I didn't have control over, I didn't have perseverance over, I didn't have a spirit of godliness, I didn't have any compassion, there was no virtue, and there was no love. And the Bible says, if you do not know God, you do know love. John 4:7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But if you don't, you do not know him. And it goes back to his word. Is his word alive in me? Have I made myself accountable? Am I ready to go to the next level in the word? Now, we're concluding. This is the end of this series. Next month, we're going to spiritual maturity. Oh, whoo! I was about to teach on it already, and then they brought that question out last night. And I'm just so much in, oh, thank you, Jesus, for our next level. But we need you to get involved. Send me a message, text me, call me. Say, Pastor Evil, I would like to know about this certain subject, or I'm going through this and I've been studying a long time, but maybe if you'll say some things that are confirmed with what I've been waiting on an answer for, or maybe it's something nobody's taught on or not willing to talk about. I will send it to me. Let's get it out there. Let's learn how we can truly be children of God. And not accountable to man, but accountable to the Spirit of God and his word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Lord. Thank you for your guidance, Heavenly Father God. But thank you for your accountability, that we don't look to ourselves, but we look to you. That we don't ask ourselves the questions, but we ask you the questions. And then we learn how to ask the right questions to the right people, that your word is true. So, Lord, be magnified today. Be glorified today. Be lifted up like never before, because your word is alive in me right now. Oh, hallelujah. I decree, I declare that I am better in your word. And I decree and declare that as we pray, Lord, as we continue to sow, Heavenly Father God, that the effectual fervent prayer of righteousness avail much. And we just want to be a part of your righteousness. We want to be a part of your holiness. We want to be a part of your family, Lord, that you find pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Lord, we will not leave this place the same. We are changed. We are rearranged. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. God bless you, family. You are loved, honored, and appreciated. Most importantly, beautifully made by God. Now, you guys can still keep up with me today. You know, this is Super Wednesday. We super preach Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, then at 11. And then now we're on our way to the gathering at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. That's our 12:30 to 1:30 Bible study in the city of Compton, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. We start on time. We end on time. But the Lord is blessing us in learning more about him. We'd love to see you out there today. And if you're out of state, guess what? It'll be on live on my page at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 Central Standard Time, and 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, family. Like I said, know you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God. In Jesus' name.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.